We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer and score a Ford SUV today. Coke Zero Sugar. Zero sugar and refreshingly delicious. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Roll Tide and welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Welcome, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad you're with us tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide, everyone. Roll Tide. How about the Crimson Tide? We're glad you're with us for the next 60 minutes as we talk Alabama athletics. First up, we'll air a recorded conversation with Margo Gear, head coach of Alabama Swimming and Diving. We just saw the women's team have a successful run at the NCAA Championships, and the men's championships are coming up this week in Minnesota. Of course, we're thrilled for the Alabama men's basketball team, punching its ticket to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Tournament. Alabama head coach Nate Oates will join us on the phone in our second half hour. He's very busy, of course, getting ready for a Friday night in Louisville against the San Diego Aztecs. Fans, you can keep up to date with everything Alabama with the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app presented by Cadence Bank. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app now for free. You're listening to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Margo Gear joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Producing championship quality lumber is not an easy process, but at Everwood Treatment Company, it's our only process. Wood treated right. Everwood is championship quality lumber for decks, outdoor structures, commercial jobs, and more that you can build your reputation on. No rot, no decay, no termites, no problems. Just wood treated right. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky. Here comes Cookie. Cook's Pest Control.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're gonna get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
You can trust your car to the place with the star to get you to the things you love or travel near and far. With Texaco at your side, life can be a lovely ride. So trust your car to the Texaco star.
When you fill up with Texaco with Tecron, you get unbeatable mileage to help make your adventures bigger than ever. Download the Texaco app to find a station near you.
If you're looking for the best selection in Crimson Tide apparel, look no further than the Soup Store. The Soup Store is every Bama fan's ultimate destination for the hottest gear and accessories, with three great locations around campus to serve you: in Tuscaloosa on campus at the Ferguson Center, on the Strip in front of Bryant-Denny Stadium, and on Bryant Drive. If you can't get to Tuscaloosa, shop the Soup Store online at soupstore.ua.edu. The Soup Store is a proud partner of Alabama Athletics.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. This is Roger Hoover back with you from Tuscaloosa, and now we're joined in Minnesota by the head swimming and diving coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Margo Gear, as it's championships time in the NCAA for swimming and diving. We just saw the women's team compete in Knoxville, now the men's team in Minnesota. And Margo, roll tide. It's an exciting time of the year for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. How's everything going?
Roll tide, Roger. It's awesome. We had a great week last week, and yeah, quick travel from Knoxville over to Minnesota and getting ready for the men now this week. So excited for a good week ahead.
Well, as we start our conversation on Alabama swimming and diving, if you could just in your own words, just talk us through the journey that your teams have been on so far this season.
Yeah, so this season started out in September, so the fall, a lot of different dual meets, headed into a midseason invite, and team did really well there, just really trying to create some momentum for the second half of the season. And so for us, you know, moving into January, February, SEC Championships is a huge meet for us. Had a really strong performance on the women's side. Men's side left there, felt like we missed a couple opportunities, and so knew that going into March, we really wanted to make the most of NCAAs. And so, yeah, for the women's side and the men's side, we're kind of at this spot now where kind of laying it all out there and seeing what we have. And it's been an exciting time, but also just really want to make the most of it. I think that's been our message, and have the most fun that we possibly can.
Certainly a lot of fun in Knoxville for your women's team competing at the NCAA championships. Who were some of the standout performers from what we saw in Knoxville?
I think, you know, right away thinking of Kinsey McMahon, her performances from this past week were just incredible. She swam two races, Roger, and she won both of them. And so, two for two at NCAAs. That's a pretty incredible feat. And just really happy for her, proud of her for how she's performed and competed. But also just, you know, she's a fifth year for us. So has had 5 years with the program, has meant a lot to the program. And so for her to end her college career on such a high note has been just wonderful. And then on top of that, just really a great team effort. I think we had, you know, a lot of different people contributing, and whether it was our fifth years or our freshman, Emily Jones, stepping up on some relays, Avery Wiseman, our sophomore, on some breaststroke performances. So a lot of different people stepped up when they needed to. But I think Kinsey's, you know, two national titles is really stand out.
500 freestyle as well as the 1600 freestyle. Congratulations, Kinsey McMahon, for winning those. And you mentioned she's a fifth year senior. Going back to this time a year ago, what went into her decision to come back and swim this year for Alabama?
Well, we were just talking about that actually as a staff, thinking back to those moments. So yeah, more than a year ago, I think Kinsey decided kind of more in January of her senior year that was something she really wanted to do. She came into the office, she had a plan. She told me exactly what she was thinking. She asked me, you know, what I was thinking, and we just had a really good conversation. And I think from that moment on, I really knew that she was all in for that extra year and really wanted to, again, make the most of it, make the most of the opportunity that she had. And so with Kinsey and with her primary coach, Coach Reed, just really put together a really solid plan and knew that she needed to do something a little different than she had done for the previous 4 years. And felt like we did a good job of that. And so got here, had a lot of confidence in Knoxville and then performed the way she did. So again, just happy for her and knowing that she made some really good changes to her training and to her program headed into championship season.
And you can get as technical as you want with this, but in the pool, what has she done the best specifically in those freestyle events? What led to all the great success for her this year?
You know, I think just a consistent block of work. She had kind of hit some challenges over the pandemic year, and really struggled coming back, and then has really just hit her stride, I feel like, in terms of training. You know, added a few sessions this year to her training. I know Coach Reed thought that was a big you know, factor in how she was doing, and so just really finding ways to give her confidence, finding ways to give her some new things. That way she felt like she was doing something different, something better than she'd ever done before, and so felt like just really consistent in training, training at a higher, you know, higher speed than she ever had done before too, going some best times and workouts and things like that. So she was just really excited coming out of practices a lot of the year. And when that's happening, usually, you know, that's a good sign for the end of the year in March.
What was the celebration like from her teammates and the staff for all the great work she did in Knoxville?
Well, if you hear my voice, we were laughing because those are the longer races, right? And so we were yelling for a while, you know, and our staff was just very excited for her. You know, there's been a lot of people a part of that. You know, that's not just one coach or one teammate, you know, that's the whole program behind her. That's the people that she's been on the team with for 5 years that have helped her get there. So there's a lot of people involved in that moment. And so I think it's just a lot of emotions. It's very special, you know, and just, yeah, a lot of screaming and yelling and hugging. I think the girls were very excited for her and you know, it was great. Her family was there also. So everyone was a part of that.
Kinsey McMahon, the first member of the Crimson Tide swimming and diving program to win multiple NCAA championships, did that this past week in Knoxville. And when we come back with Coach Gear, we'll talk about some more standout performances from the NCAA championships for the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, March Madness is here, and it's time to hoop it up at Baumhauer's. Get a pound of their world-famous wings for only $9.99. Baumhauer's Victory Grill is the official watch party location for the Crimson Tide this March. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. More with Coach Gear coming up next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe. Do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time. Save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Question, what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer, the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Roger Hoover joined once again by Margot Gear as we look back to the NCAA championships for the women's team. And we just spoke about the great success of Kinsey McMahon, but also Ryan White had a podium finish in the 100 backstroke. What'd you see from her in Knoxville?
Yeah, Ryan, again, someone who's just meant a lot to the program, has been here for 5 years as well. I think the meet for Ryan, I think, had some ups and downs for sure. I think for her to be able to get back up and to contribute in the 100 back was awesome. And squeak in and make that A final was big. And so just really happy for her. I think, she's had a lot of success. She's had all sorts of challenges this year that I think comes with success, and it's hard to stay at the top. And I think she's really been able to give to other people this year. I think, I do think a big part of Kinsey's success has come from, being able to be a part of the team with someone like Ryan, who, they're very like-minded in that way. They want to be the best. And so she's really given a lot to the rest of the girls on the team. And she did that in Knoxville as well. Was really a supportive teammate this past week, and just really loved that about her.
Have you really enjoyed the leadership aspects of some of senior swimmers like Ryan White, Kinsey McMahon, for these younger swimmers that were competing?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing I was probably most proud of. We had a dinner after the competition, and we talked a little bit about what that means for just the future of the program, how much that means to the staff, and just knowing that we do have high goals and we have a lot of things we want to achieve within the program. And so anytime that these legendary swimmers come through the program and are able to pass their knowledge and just their love for the sport and the program down, that's huge, and that means a lot to the staff.
Well, great success for Ryan White there, as well as part of the 200 medley relay. What led to success there for the Crimson Tide in that event?
Yeah, I think our relays have been an exciting part of our team this whole year. SEC championships had some great relays. Going into NCAAs, knowing that we were up against some of the best, and really wanted to compete and do a nice job. So with Ryan, we had Avery Wiseman, we had Emily Jones, and then we had Kalia on the end there. And just four very unique individuals, but came together and really competed hard and gave their best effort. And I think, looking forward, it's again, it was kind of a split between two fifth years and then two returners. And so excited for what that means going forward. But also it was great to compete this last week and kind of let it all on the line a little bit.
Really good to see that. And speaking of Kalia, who was final in that medley relay, she also got some great recognition earlier today as an academic All-American, a 4.0 GPA for her in hospitality management. You got to be really proud of the success she's having in the classroom as well as in the pool.
Absolutely, Roger. You know, that means a lot to all of us, I think. Again, I touched on this earlier, but there's a lot of people part of this process. Our academic advisor, Stephanie Godfrey, is wonderful as well. And so I know she'd be smiling hearing that too. But yeah, Kalia is just, she's wonderful. She's very bright. She's very smart. She works hard. And that really translates in all the different areas of her life. And so I know for a fact she's going to be successful down the road. But yeah, very proud of her in the way, again, that she's just been able to manage her time, her energy in this fifth year for us. And doing it at the highest level, not just in the pool, but also in the classroom.
Of course, NCAA championships, really exciting, a great way to close out the season. But I know it must be bittersweet as well, knowing this is the final time that some of these seniors get to compete for the Crimson Tide. Just what does this senior class mean to you?
I mean, this senior class, they've left their mark. You know, that's what we talked about. They really left their mark on the program. They've meant so much. They've given a lot. They've given a lot when, you know, through some ups and some downs. You know, there's been a lot to these past couple years for the program. And so for them to continue to rep the A and do it at the highest level, you know, just super proud of them. And again, I have no doubt that they're all going to go on and be very successful in what they do next. And that, you know, that matters to me a lot is how we've set them up for after their college career here. And whether, you know, some of them, I think they're going to be able to continue to train and compete and be professionals after this, which is awesome. But then knowing that whatever they take on afterwards, you know, they've got the skill set to be great and to be successful.
Well, great excitement around the women's program, the men's program gearing up for the NCAA championships coming up later this week in Minnesota. We'll talk about that with Coach Gear coming up in a moment. But speaking of Kenzie McMahon, we have to give her this week's Everwood Performance of the Week. Last week, winning the Crimson Tide's first individual swimming and diving NCAA title since 2004. McMahon bettered her own school record in the 500 freestyle twice in one day en route to Bama's first individual national title since 2004 and first individual NCAA swimming title since 1983. That is your Everwood Performance of the Week, brought to you by Everwood Wood Treated Right. If you'd like to ask Coach a question tonight, give us a call on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA. We'll continue with more in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Hey, Crimson Tide fans, as our state moves to the next chapter, the Alabama Department of Public Health is shifting strategies from emergency response to one that minimizes daily disruption to our lives. COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are widely available to anyone 6 months of age and older should you decide that you need one. Together, we can help to protect each other moving forward. For more information on COVID vaccines and virus prevention, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/COVID-19.
When time matters most, you go with what's tried and true. That's tried and true John Deere equipment and Tri-Green service. Tough chores don't stand a chance with a John Deere 4044M tractor, and right now you can get one with 0% financing. With a 43-horsepower engine, power reverser transmission, and a 10-year powertrain warranty, this John Deere helps you work with confidence day after day. So stop by one of our 29 Alabama and Tennessee locations or visit us online at trigreenequipment.com.
Offer ends January 31, 2023, 0% APR for 60 months, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At CBNS Bank, we've been into meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans are on point or setting new business goals. Our lineup of commercial loans can help you achieve them. At CBNS Bank, we're proud to sponsor the University of Alabama Athletics and even prouder to take the field or court with you. Visit cbsbank.com today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Tracy, an employee at BASF in Alabama. As an engineer, I enjoy working on projects that challenge me. It's rewarding to work for a winning team who values safety and its customers. At BASF, we create chemistry around the world through our people and our products. To join a winning team and a great place to work, visit basf.us/Alabama. That's basf.us/Alabama. BASF, we create chemistry.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Homewood Suites by Hilton in downtown Tuscaloosa. Make yourself at home, stay in comfort, and enjoy the great options of the on-site 205 bar and restaurant. Homewood Suites by Hilton in Tuscaloosa, proud preferred hotel partner of the Crimson Tide. And right now we're speaking to Coach Margot Gear from a hotel. She's made her way to Minneapolis for the NCAA championships coming up for the men's team after we just saw the women's team compete very well in Knoxville. And let's just start there, Coach. Getting ready for the men's NCAA championships, what can our fans look forward to for the Crimson Tide?
Well, Roger, we've got an exciting week ahead. Coming from the women's meet straight into it, just saw the guys at the airport and automatically got just very happy, very excited to see them. They've put in a lot of work this season and they've really come together over the past couple months. We've just seen them get tighter and tighter as the season's gone on. And so, looking forward to some great performances, but also just the experience of being here at NCAAs for them to just enjoy and have the most fun competing against the best in the country. We had some really great performances. I think off the top of my head, think of someone like Charlie Hawk, who has been just really instrumental in the building of the program into this season. I think, coming in as a sophomore, he learned a lot last year. He came into NCAAs last year as just a relay-only swimmer. And at the meet, a lot of things clicked. And he came back really hungry this past season and knew that he had some big goals. And so excited for him this championships. Excited for Victor. He's our transfer from University of Southern California. He's come to Alabama as a graduate student and is ranked very high in the mile. So excited for some fast distance swimming. And then most excited for Matt Meekey, a senior, Derek Moss, another senior on our team, who's meant a lot to us. And then our relays are going to be very exciting, looking to score some points there and see how much we can move up and how much better we can be than SECs.
Well, speaking of Derek Moss, what a year he's put together, the SEC Scholar Athlete of the Year in swimming and diving. What has he done off or away from the pool and in the classroom that's allowed him to have so much success?
Derek is honestly when I think of just student athlete, he really is. He's the model student athlete for the sport. He's always doing something outside, whether it's within the community or just volunteering his time, doing all sorts of things. They're putting together the SAC awards for the athletic department here. I know he was meeting on that like the week right before we left for NCAA. So he just he cares a lot about so many different things and is a very passionate individual. And so that's I think that's infectious. I think that helps our program because it just shows kids, all the different ways that you can contribute, not just in the pool, but outside. And just a great guy, excited for him to be a senior this year. Makes me smile because I just know that he's got a good week ahead and he's been working hard this year.
Well, of course, as you continue in your time at Alabama, what do you hope is next for this program? Obviously, it seems like you took some really good steps forward this year, but how do you continue building on the success you've had this season?
I think again, like we've had some really great leadership the past couple years. And so for the ability for our returners to really pick up on a lot of that, but also continue to just push forward and pave the way. I think recruiting is obviously a huge part of this whole thing, making sure the right people are coming onto campus, are at the pool every day, and making sure that that the goals and the expectations are clear. I think we have a lot of fun doing what we do. We enjoy what we do. And so I think, yeah, the fast swimming kind of comes with that. And so not worrying too much about the outcome, but more just the environment we're creating, continue to heighten that, to raise our standards, to be competitive. But at the end of the day, just to have a great experience and to represent Alabama in the best way that we can.
And your student athletes have really done that, supporting so many other sports on campus. What has it meant to you to have other sports come to the pool and really support Alabama during some home meets this year? I know they keep up with you on social media as well. You get a lot of support, not only from Alabama student athletes, but coaches and fans as well.
Absolutely. And that's really what makes Alabama athletics so special. It's the community. It's the support that we give one another. And I like to believe our team does that for other sports. I think they do. I think they do a really great job. And then I just think it's just a mutual benefit when everyone can be there for each other. And, you know, I think Greg does a great job of that, just from the top. And then, the head coaches, we really do. We connect with one another. We're trying to find out what each person's doing and just trying to find ways to get better. And I think that's what's awesome, is that everyone's so open and shares a lot. And that trickles down to our student athletes. And so that's what makes Alabama special. It's a championship school. It's a place that people want to come to be the best. And I think, that's infectious, and people feel that. And when you feel that every day, that's when special stuff happens.
Well, we're hoping for a lot of special stuff coming up in Minnesota for the men's championships and the NCAAs. Congratulations on a great run in Knoxville at the women's NCAA championships. And Coach Gear, just thank you so much for joining us tonight. Everybody is rooting for you and hoping for some very good things to come. But thank you for your time. Roll Tide.
Thanks, Roger. Roll Tide.
That's Margo Gear, the head coach of Alabama Swimming and Diving. Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. We'll be back with more in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
At Red Diamond, we know that there's simply nothing better than the perfect sip of fresh brewed iced tea. And we've been working hard to make sure choosing Red Diamond is always easy, with only simple ingredients, water, tea leaves, and pure cane sugar, or no sugar. We make sure our tea tastes like, well, tea. Stop by your local cooler and pick up a gallon for a perfect sip today. Red Diamond, perfect's not easy.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-thru at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today. Just what the doctor
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies, or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Back to JQ, hesitates, backs it out, and wisely runs a little more clock. And now he steps back, wisely shoots. Just living in it. JQ lighting them up. He's got 22. And with 3:08 to go, Bama leads by 20.
Chris Stewart on the call of that refreshing Bama highlight that's presented by Yellowhammer Brewing Company, brewed locally in Alabama and served to fans across the Southeast. Glad to welcome you back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. This is Roger Hoover, now joined on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline by the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, heading to the Sweet 16 this weekend, Nate Oates. Roll Tide, coach. How's everything going? We got you, Coach. Roll Tide. How's everything going tonight?
Going good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We've got a restaurant full of people that are excited about the progress your basketball team continues to make. Wins in the first round against Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, then beating Maryland on Saturday. Just what made it a special weekend for the Crimson Tide in Birmingham?
Yeah, I mean, having our fans there was great. I thought our defense was really good the second game. You know, we started making shots again the first game, so I felt like both sides of the ball came together. We had different guys step up. You know, we scored 96 points without Brandon even scoring a point the first night. And you know, I thought Brandon bounced back pretty well the second night. But I mean, it was a fun weekend. I mean, it's not easy to get to the Sweet 16, so to do it in front of your own fans was special.
It really was, and one of those fans joins us now. Our first question of the night is brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. Let's go back to the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline, where Pee-wee joins us now in Grand Bay, Alabama. Roll Tide, Pee-wee.
Roll Tide, Roger. Hey, Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Pee-wee. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Coach, you know, going back to the game against Maryland, you know, the defense at the beginning of the game, you know, for us and for them, it was really turned up intensive on both sides. And, you know, points were at a premium in the first half. But in the second half, you know, it seems like we finally found a way to slowly but surely just pull the game away. And, you know, as y'all had mentioned, Jabon played a very excellent game. Brandon, you know, had a really good game in the block that he had, and then in the transition hitting the three at the other side, they caught him with his eyes. His eyes looked like big around as dollar bills. And, man, he hit that shot, and it had to be a fantastic feeling for him. I just, you know, probably one of the better games that we watched, just for the way that game, the intensity of the defense as it was for the whole game.
No, I mean, it was a really good game. It's great to – that sequence you're talking about with Brandon was one of the better sequences of the two games we had. Shoot, it might have been the best one with the block, then hitting the three. You know, I think when Sears found him in transition there. But, you know, our defense has been carrying us. You know, we said we wanted to have a defense that would allow us to win games even when we weren't at chat. So, offensively, I thought we struggled early in that Maryland game. You know, the whole first half, to be honest with you. And then offense kind of came alive a little bit, and you know, but we were still up five at the half, even when our offense had struggled because our defense is so good. So, you know, I'm happy for Brandon to kind of be able to bounce back in the Maryland game. Happy for the whole team, you know, and just proud of the fact that we're guarding no matter what happens on the offensive end.
Thank you for the call, Pee-wee. Coach, let's go back to the first-round matchup for a moment against Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Nick Pringle ended up leading you guys in that ball game with 19 points, 15 rebounds. We've talked before about how the depth of this team is really a strength going into the NCAA tournament, and it seems like Nick Pringle really showed that last Thursday.
Yeah, it was big. 19 and 15 is good night. If he could have made a free throw, it would have been well over 20 and 15. So, you know, I was happy for Nick. He's hung with it. He's gotten a lot better. His improvements been big for us this year, you know, and Charles, you know, we were able to keep Charles J. Charles, you know, he got in foul trouble a little bit, so we were able to, you know, he didn't play as much. He played less than 16 minutes, so it was nice that Pringle was able to step up and play well for us and kind of get himself some confidence in a tournament game so he's available when we need him. And you know what? Charles has been great for us, but Charles ends up in foul trouble sometimes, so having Nick available and having him playing as well as he is right now is a big deal for us.
And then sticking with Charles Bediako for a moment, the next game against Maryland, he leads the way with 10 rebounds, and it seems like he's given you the kind of rim protection that you wanted to see at this time of the year. Is that right?
No, he is. I mean, he's playing well. He's intimidating people inside. You know, he had a double-double against Maryland with 10 and 10. You know, I mean, he only had two blocks that game, but I thought he impacted shots at the rim a lot more. You know, they settled for a lot of nine at the rim twos, which is exactly what we want, because I think he kind of intimidated some guys in there. You know, in that game, he's able to play 28 minutes and stayed in there, and he was good for us. He's been anchoring our defense all year. You know, somebody sent me a stat, this Evan Maya analytics guy, Charles is one of the top 10 players as far as like MVP stuff goes in the country. So, you know, he takes into all the defense, takes into account all the defensive stuff. So that's big for him to start getting recognized. He was all tournament team in the SEC. So happy for Charles. He's been improving a lot. I mean, try to keep him out of foul trouble here this next weekend.
Certainly will be important for the Crimson Tide. And looking at Javon Quinterly as well, 22 points against Maryland, seemed very confident once again with his three-point shot. And, Coach, we've talked about it the last few weeks. It is March. JQ just has a different level, it seems like, this month.
No, he really does. And, I mean, you know, he's playing really well. 2 years ago, he was SEC Tournament MVP. I thought last year he was primed to take off before he blew his knee out. I mean, he was really big in the Maryland game. I mean, we needed him, and he showed up in a big way. You know, he's 4-6 from three, and I thought he was good. You know, we needed him to score the ball for us. You know, him and Brandon kind of let us, you know, 22-19. So, you know, it was nice. It was, you know, we're kind of getting contributions from everybody. I mean, the game before against Corpus Christi, Sears, you know, got off with 3-4 from three, as was Noah Clowney. You know, and the Maury was 3-6, Noah Gurley 2-2. So, you know, we had a lot of guys shooting it well. And then the next game, some of those guys struggled a little bit, but, you know, you got contributions from, like you know, Charles was a double-double. You know, Clowney didn't shoot it particularly well, but he had 9 rebounds, you know, and then Brandon and JQ stepped it up. So JQ's been big. Our depth's been good. JQ's playing at a really high level, and I don't know what to do, you know. I don't know what he's going to end up deciding to do for next year. If somehow we get him back, we're going to have to try to trick him into thinking December, January, and February looks a little more like March, I think, though.
I think you could do it. You certainly have gotten him playing at a high level right now for the Crimson Tide, and this defense is playing at a high level, and I know that's largely responsible to the great work being done by Charlie Henry, who was rewarded last week for all of the hard work he's done at Alabama by being named the new head coach at Georgia Southern. Just how proud are you of Charlie for that new opportunity that he has with Georgia Southern, and I imagine you like the way he's approaching his business right now, making sure this defense is good to go for the NCAA tournament for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super proud of him. You like to see guys that have worked hard for you and worked alongside you get rewarded. You know, I mean, he's wanted to be a head coach. His dad was a head college coach back in Detroit area, and Charlie kind of grew up in coaching. So it's been a goal of his. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, he's able to come with me and achieve his goal. So, you know, he promised me and Greg Byrne, you know, when he interviewed for this, if he was fortunate enough to get the job, he'd be all in with us until the season's over. And, you know, with the way he's working, he's planning on the season lasting a couple more weeks yet. He's doing an unbelievable job, like he's done all year with our defense. And, you know, I kind of made the comment to him was, you know, if you take this Georgia Southern job, your chance of winning the national championship is going to go down significantly. So you got really good, you know, One last good chance at making a national championship run before you get out of here. You better go all in. So he's all in. We're all trying to go after it. I mean, you know, we've won 2 games, got to win 6 to win national championships. So we got a long ways to go. But, you know, our players are aware that it's there. You know, we've got to take them one at a time and Charlie's fully invested all the way to the end of the season. We hope that's another couple weeks here.
We certainly hope so, too. San Diego State is next for the Crimson Tide. We'll talk about that with Coach Oates when we return in just a moment. You're listening to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Tide fans, Golden Flake Snacks have been a proud partner with the Tide family for 65 years. The South's original potato chip, Golden Flake Snacks are delicious fan favorites because they're crafted from traditional Southern recipes. From crisp, perfectly flavored potato chips to light and airy pork rinds and fluffy, cheesy cheese puffs, Golden Flake Snacks are a winning combination with Alabama basketball. Share Golden Flake Snacks with your Tide family and friends. Simple Southern goodness. That's Golden Flake.
The way we do work has changed. Where we work, how we work, and the day-to-day challenges we face as businesses have evolved. As organizations continue to adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We're your one stop for technology solutions that power your business. Whether it's office technology and equipment, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, or digital communications, we can help make your workflows easier, faster, and more efficient so your team can focus on the core of your business. To learn more about what RJ Young can do for you, visit themodernoffice.com.
Communities don't just happen. They're built by people. From the big moments to the small acts of kindness. It's the authentic connections we make that define us. At Alpha Insurance, we know that every day you're building things that are worth protecting. Because for us, this is more than coverage. It's who we are. Alpha Insurance. Building tomorrow. Together.
Game day is full of ifs. Like if Alabama can take home another Iron Bowl victory. Who knows? But if you want the most convenient way to pay in T-Town, get the University of Alabama Regents Visa debit card. Tap to pay contactless card technology and Locket card controls give you what you need on game day or any day. To order your card, visit regents.com/gobama. Regents, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yellowhammer Brewing is proud to sponsor the Alabama Crimson Tide. Yellowhammer Brewing has been crafting fine beers for the state of Alabama for 12 years running. Their beers include a variety of classic styles, including their latest release, Yellowhammer Gold, a light, easy-drinking American lager. These guys are local and doing great things for their community. You can find their beers at grocery stores, restaurants, and craft beer shops throughout the state. Check them out at yellowhammerbrewing.com. Make your next pint of Yellowhammer and roll tide.
Second attempt upcoming from Swat Roger. Hyphenated. Inbounds goes to Quinterly. Final seconds are going to tick away after the made free throw. And Bama is going to the Sweet 16. 73-51 is your final, and strike up the band. Our conversation with Nate Oates is presented by CBNS Bank. Bank anywhere, at any time with CBNS Bank's digital solutions. Managing your finances has never been so easy. Roger Hoover with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, joined once again on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline by the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Nate Oates, and coach Brandon Miller. We've been watching his progress over the past week as he continues to battle the groin injury. How's he feeling early in the week, and what needs to happen for him to be ready to go for later this week?
You know what? I mean, he didn't practice today. We gave him yesterday off. The whole team, the team practiced today. He rehabbed it. You know, we're going to limit him tomorrow again, try to get him in on Wednesday and see how it feels on Wednesday. I mean, the goal with him is to have him 100% healthy by Friday. And, I mean, he's, you know, it's unfortunate that he can't practice with everybody, but it's most important that he's healthy enough to play in a game, and I think he'll be ready to go Friday.
Yeah, we certainly saw he was good to go on Saturday. I know a lot of that was due to the work of Clark Holter, your athletic trainer, who we've talked about some before on this show. But can you just explain to our fans the valuable role that Clark and Dr. B play in making sure your players are healthy and available to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think Clark's the best trainer in the business. He does an unbelievable job. He's in here all hours with these guys. I mean, he's got, you know, we've got great doctors. Dr. Bittner's our team doctor in town. He's, you know, he helps with everything, you know, making sure they've got everything they need on his end. And, you know, when we need to get them to specialists, you know, they're able to get them up to Andrew's Clinic in Birmingham. So, you know, with Brandon and his groin, you know, this obviously is, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, we're going to have to nurse it until the season's over, really. So, you know, between Bittner and Andrew's Clinic in Birmingham and Clark, I mean, they've done a great job. And, you know, that's with all our guys. I mean, you go back to when Herb was had to deal with his lower back and kind of glued in there. And I mean, just kind of go down the list. I mean, shoot, our guys that are in the NBA come back here in the summer to get treatment with Clark. So he does a great job. I can't say enough about, you know, the job he does. You know, he protects the players really well, but he also gets them back on the floor when it's appropriate. But he's not going to put them on the floor if they get a chance to, like, you know, do any more damage to themselves.
One of the best in the business, Clark Holter. Well, now your basketball team gearing up for Friday against San Diego State. What have you learned so far, Coach, about the Aztecs?
Really good defensive team. Like, really good. They play hard. I mean, we're going to have our offensive side of the ball is going to have to really get prepared to go against them. You know, I mean, they're on their offensive end. I mean, they've got some veteran guys. It's an older group, so they've got an advantage of us on us as far as like experience goes. But you know, I mean, we're a good offensive team. They switch a lot of things, you know, and they're tough, physical. Like, so we've had some issues with the tough physical teams, but I think we'll be all right. You know, we got to bring an intensity about us, but shoot, get to the Sweet 16, anybody can beat anybody, and they're an experienced team. Like, I looked on KenPom, we're 257th in the country in experience, and they're 21st in the country in experience. So, but our young guys have been super mature and done a great job all year. So, you know, I think they'll continue to prepare well, and, you know, we'll be ready to go Friday night.
Looking at the numbers, it seems like they have a pretty balanced scoring attack. Kind of what's their style on offense, and what does Alabama's defense need to do on Friday?
I mean, they play a lot slower than us. I mean, they're, you know, a lot of that's their defense slows people down because they switch and it takes teams a long time to score. But they're, you know, they press, they kind of do a run and jump. You know, they're aggressive, so they try to turn you over, so they score off turnovers. You know, I mean, they do a good job. I mean, they shoot the ball decent. What the best things they do on offense are they get to the foul line a lot, and they offensive rebound the ball well. Those are the two areas that they're in the top 100 on KenPom. This is a team that really wins the game more on their toughness, their defense, their rebounding, their physicality. So we're going to have to bring a level of toughness to this game. Our guys are going to have to understand that.
Well, Crimson Tide fans over the past few weeks have been making the trip to see you guys play wherever you are, whether that's in Nashville for the SEC tournament, in Birmingham for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this past weekend, and now Louisville. It's not too far of a drive. I imagine you want to see a lot of Crimson in the building and continue feeding the energy that this team needs to play in the Sweet 16 and then hopefully later in the weekend on the Elite Eight.
I looked it up. It's only a five-hour trip from Birmingham, 6 hours from here, 3.5 from Huntsville, so we need all the Roll Tide fans out there to travel up to Louisville. Hopefully we could make Louisville similar to what Birmingham was for us, because that was great, the environment we had going in Birmingham. So hopefully they can make it. You know, when you're the number one overall seed, you get to pick where you want to play in the first two weekends. We picked Birmingham, obviously, and we picked Louisville. We picked Louisville for a reason, so we make sure we got our fan base up there. So let's make sure they don't disappoint. They've been great so far. They were great in Nashville for the SEC tournament. They were great in Birmingham for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. We need them to be great in Louisville for the next two rounds.
It's March 20th. Any birthday shout-outs you need to give?
Yeah. My daughter Lexi's 19th birthday. You're on top of your game there. So we a little birthday cool tip when she doesn't live at home. I don't get to see her like every night. So I made sure we had a little birthday lunch in between her classes after our practice this morning. So we, you know, she's getting old. Shoot, one more year, she's not going to be a teenager. I'm getting a little older, Roger.
Definitely understand. Well, everyone at Baumhauer's wishes her a happy birthday and wishes you guys the best of luck coming up this week, starting with the Sweet 16 against San Diego State. Coach Oates, thank you for your time. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Appreciate it, Roger.
Our thanks to Alabama head coach Nate Oates. Crimson Tide coming up on Friday against San Diego State in the Sweet 16. Special thanks to Onward Reserve, the official apparel provider of the Crimson Tide Sports Network, for all the great gear this season. Visit onwardreserve.com for all of your golf and game day apparel. Live authentically with Onward Reserve. Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Back to wrap up this edition of Hey Coach in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time, and safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
Well, folks, this is going to be a good one as our drivers get ready to drive a new Toyota from the 2023 lineup. And they're off!
The
Go event now through April 4th. Toyota, let's go places. Lease a new 2023 Toyota RAV4 LE for $309 a month for 36 months. Toyota, let's go places. Offer valid through April 4th, 2023. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. 3608 due at signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. Bud Light, a proud sponsor of Alabama Athletics. A lot of baseball, a lot of softball over the next few days. Friday, of course, men's basketball against San Diego State at 5:30. Our airtime at 4:30. If you missed any portion of tonight's show, catch it on demand on the Alabama Insider Podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That does it for tonight's Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Good night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. For Tom Stipe and Tyler Schinowork from our Learfield studios, Roger Hoover saying good night. Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer and score a Ford SUV today. Coke Zero Sugar. Zero sugar and refreshingly delicious. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light, it's for the fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.